Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Today's message is part two of the message that I started yesterday about some of the shenanigans and misbehavior that have gone on with Merck and Gardasil. And of course, we were talking about the fact yesterday that the vaccine was designed to address a problem that doesn't exist, and it can't possibly be effective based on the trials that led to its approval. Nonetheless, it's actively and aggressively promoted to teenage girls and their parents. While not happy with billions of dollars in sales just from vaccinating girls, Merck managed to expand the vaccine to boys, claiming that it prevented genital warts and anal cancer. In fact, there's just no end to the exaggerated claims. Merck claims that Gardasil is 89% effective against genital warts and 75% effective for anal cancer. Now, there are only about 300 deaths from anal cancer in men every year, so the only way that Merck could show such a huge impact in such a very short period of time was, again, to use surrogate markers. Lesions were substituted for cancer, even though there is little proof that these lesions lead to cancer. Null reports, and Gary Null is the author of the article, reports the Merck data actually showed that for men who did not have HPV prior to the vaccine, there was no difference between the vaccinated and unvaccinated groups. For those who had one strain of HPV, Gardasil actually increased the incidence of lesions. Even when the drugs are proven to do harm during the trials, they're still approved. It just defies logic. But Merck's most egregious behavior by far is promoting the vaccine as safe when it clearly is not. Serious adverse reaction reports are actually 2.5 times higher than the death rate from cervical cancer. 24,184 events have been reported since 2006. These include seizures, paralysis, and death. Abnormal pap tests in 41 cases of cervical cancer have been reported in vaccinated females, and 1,300 adverse reactions have been reported in pregnant women who took the vaccine. And these include birth defects and miscarriage. To add insult to injury, this is the most expensive vaccine ever developed. Now, we've got over 24,000 adverse events reported, and anyone in this business will tell you that the number of adverse events reported is a tiny fraction of the number of them that actually take place. Now, the behavior shouldn't surprise anyone. Remember that Merck is the company that made Vioxx and knowingly withheld data showing that the drug increased the risk of cardiovascular disease and death. Peter Gacci, author of Deadly Medicines and Organized Crimes, estimates that 120,000 people died as a result of taking Vioxx. Merck's punishment, fines and lawsuits, which they just budget into the cost of the drug, and then they launched Gardasil and just continued on with the same behavior. This time they're killing children instead of adults. The situation is serious enough that India has banned the vaccine due to vaccine-induced deaths. France prohibits advertising it. As for the United States, the FDA, Merck, and groups like the American Pediatric Association continue to insist that the drug is safe. Null notes that acceptable evidence for safety includes an article called, wait till you hear this, HPV Immunization in Adolescent and Young Adults, a cohort study to illustrate what events might be mistaken for adverse reactions. Funding was provided by one of Merck's overseas partners in GlaxoSmithKline, which makes its own HPV drug. The authors received drug support from both drug companies. The fix is in, Null reminds us, which is true of almost all drugs, devices, and treatments. The corruption is so pervasive, we just can't fix it. And that's why I'm promoting my own solution. Consumers need to just learn to say no. And that's the only way that this is ever going to change is if one by one we march across America and we show people this information and we teach them to drop out of this system and stop listening to most of what they're told by the health profession because it isn't right, and make their own independent decisions and dry up demand for stuff like this. So that's all for now. It's actually all for the week. Have a wonderful day and weekend, and I will speak with you again on Monday.